We're joined now by Alyssa Pariah with the Democratic Socialists of America here in Portland, Oregon. And Alyssa, I understand the DSA has called on the mayor and the governor to take certain actions and has issued certain demands. Could you talk about what those are?
Yeah, cancel rent, cancel debt, paid leave for all, shelter for all, free the prisoners, and abolish ICE.
And has there been any response or any action from the mayor or the governor? I understand that there is an eviction freeze for 90 days from Governor Kate Brown.
People still have to pay that, but people still are going to have to pay that back. They're just allowing for ordinary people to accumulate more debt because, of course, that's a problem. We don't have enough debt.
So with what Governor Brown has put in place, there will be an increase in debt without that relief.
Yeah, I understand that they feel like they have to throw out some crumbs to keep people from going into battle, but I don't think that those crumbs are even enough. And I'm looking forward to seeing how people resist collectively against this in the future so that we can support it. Because that's where the change is going to come from, in my opinion.
One of the demands is the release of prisoners. This is something that is being proposed actually by Hakeem Jeffries in New York as New York is becoming the epicenter of the coronavirus in the U.S. with 5,200 cases as of today. What would that look like? Would it be a general amnesty for all prisoners? Would it be certain prisoners or revocation of the parole violations that people would have to go into prison for?
Yeah, I think Hakeem Jeffries is a good fighter, and we need somebody with that kind of energy and vision over here. So in New York City, the situation is much more acute, and there's a lot more at stake. There's a lot more people living in closer quarters with more potential for infection and less beds and resources than they can, like, deal with. It's gonna be so bad there. Anyway, the call from all over, from like abolitionist people who are trying to abolish the prison industrial complex, are underway all over. We have critical resistance here in Portland, a really strong chapter of the national organization that has been in the front of the movement to abolish the prison industrial complex. The people who are inside are just waiting to get wiped out. Like, that's the attitude of people on the inside right now, because they know that people on the outside generally, unfortunately, like, this is our work as people who are not locked up, that it's generally understood that people who are inside must be put away because they're a danger to everybody else. But of course, we know that it has so much more to do with the fact that people are raised in poverty-stricken conditions or exposed to horrendous things that no one should ever have to deal with, and they wouldn't have to deal with them if we had the kind of human rights in place that this moment in COVID-19 is making people question. Why is it that it's so difficult for people to hang on in a moment like this? It's because the safety net has been so cut in so many places. So many people have been falling through, and it's been so ignored for so long that it's taking a moment like this where people are having to grapple with the fact that people who they were sort of thrown away out of their mind to the dustbin are going to have to be healthy if they hope to be healthy too. And prisoners are at the top of that list, the people who are understood as being throwaways. But we need to be in solidarity with people inside, and we need to fight for their freedom and for their health too. So they need to be let out of the prisons, because the prisons are so filthy, and they know that if they're allowed to stay there, that they're done for. So we need to be supporting the work that they're doing on the inside, as well as what fighters on the outside are doing to bring them relief. Thank you for asking that.
Yeah, I mean, some people might bring up an objection that releasing prisoners would increase the crime rate, especially if there were to be a general amnesty of all people in prison. I wonder if you could respond to that.
Yeah, well, the crime rate, wherever it is at any given time, is very inflated, of course, because the way that we understand crime is often a response to people trying to survive, and their survival is criminalized, because if you make it so that the necessities of life are something that come with a price tag, well, then you're excluding a lot of people, and people do all sorts of desperate things in order to survive. I think we're all going to see just how ugly even normal people who've never violated the law, that have never had a bad run-in with the police for whatever reason, suddenly we're going to see ugly behavior coming out of them too, that we generally assign to people who, yeah, are inside right now, but they were just trying to make the best out of what they had, which wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. If people had their basic needs met, the way that we understand crime would be drastically shifted. And I want to continue to fight with the Democratic Socialists of America and with people who more broadly think that universal human rights should be respected, and that includes the right to a house, a right to food, to clean water, to a clean earth, and as long as those things keep getting deprived from people, I think that moments like this are going to just become worse and worse, because if you don't take care of people, you're in big trouble. Your society's failing.
And if people are interested in finding out more and in getting involved in the work that you're doing, I understand there is a vehicle, a caravan going around the streets with megaphones telling these demands and trying to encourage people to get involved. At this time of social isolation, what is the best way that people can get involved in this organizing work?
Yeah, it's a new creative action that other people are doing in other cities too. I was just watching them in Essex County, New Jersey. Shout out to anybody from Jersey. People were outside of the jail there demanding the release, and it was with a caravan, and it was huge. So the tactic of getting friends together who have cars in a parking lot, respecting social distance, and social difference, I guess, to decorate your cars, get your messages out, and go through neighborhoods and make noise, and let people know about the resistance, that even though we're not able to congregate and march together like we so often do, we can get creative with a caravan. So when there's another one, I hope that people who are wanting to fight back, wanting to like provide a good message for the world when they're looking at Portland, when they're looking at our area, like, yeah, people here are fighting back too. So when the call goes out for another caravan, I hope more people can join us. So follow Portland DSA on social media, portlanddsa.org, and please get plugged in so that when we do it again, you can hear about it, and we can hit the streets together.
Well, thanks so much for that. Again, I've been speaking with Alyssa Pariah with the Portland Democratic Socialists of America, the largest socialist organization in the U.S., organizing for economic and social justice in Portland and beyond. Their website, portlanddsa.org. Alyssa, thanks for joining us on KBOO.
Thank you, Jenka. Listen to the Struggle Fridays at 7.
Yeah, Alyssa is also a program host on KBOO. It's 7 p.m. every Friday, The Struggle. This is Jenka Soderberg reporting. Thank you, Alyssa.